But the stage has been set for Chinese President Xi Jinping to secure an unprecedented third term in power. The leader opened a twice-a-decade party congress today. He delivered a speech that exuded confidence at what he said was a critical moment for the country. Olivia Seong takes us through the address.
All eyes were on one man as China's ruling Communist Party marked the start of its closely watched National Congress, the once every 5 years affair set to be a historic one, as Chinese President Xi Jinping, who is General Secretary of the party, is likely to be given an unprecedented third term at the helm. To resounding applause, Mr. Xi took to the podium and presented a glowing report card of the last 5 years, which he described as unusual and extraordinary, citing achievements in eliminating absolute poverty, major country diplomacy, and its fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. This even as China's zero-COVID policy has battered the economy and has been met with growing frustration.
We believe 坚持动态清零不动摇，开展抗击疫情、人民战争、总体战、阻击战，最大限度保护了人民生命安全和身体健康，统筹疫情防控和经济社会发展取得重大积极成果。
Mr. Xi also hailed his signature anti-corruption campaign when he first took power in 2012. He added that even after a decade, the battle is far from over. Turning to the next 5 years, Mr. Xi said the central task for the party was to unite the people to fulfill its second centenary goal of building China into an all-round great modern socialist nation, raising the idea as well of Chinese modernization, not mentioned in his speech at the last Congress. Although Mr. Xi also warned of the risks ahead.
中国式现代化的本质要求是坚持中国共产党领导，坚持中国特色社会主义，实现高质量发展，发展全过程人民民主，丰富人民精神世界，实现全体人民 共同富裕，促进人与自然和谐共生，推动构建人类命运共同体，创造人类文明新形态。
While Congress speeches are typically broad stroke and short on policy specifics, China watchers say it's what was not stated in Mr. Xi's speech that is of significance too. This includes pressing challenges like China's real estate slump, its aging population, and a potential energy crisis given Russia's war in Ukraine.
Just because you don't talk about them doesn't mean that they're going to go away. And it's what's unstated on those issues that may really see how successful Xi Jinping's China dream is in the next 5 to 10 years. The reason I think that these things weren't really dealt with in Xi Jinping's speech is that actually there are genuine policy differences about what to do.
Still, Mr. Xi is expected to emerge from the Congress with a firmer grip on power.
The Congress will wrap up its meetings on Saturday, and then all eyes will next be on the unveiling of the party's new leadership the day after. There's been much speculation over who will make up the party's new Politburo Standing Committee, its top decision-making body. Also, it will give a glimpse into the kind of influence that Mr. Xi has in pushing forward his priorities in the next 5 years.